باب في المبادرة إلى الخيرات وحث من توجه لخير على الإقبال عليه بالجد من غير تردد. The chapter on hastening towards good deeds and encouraging a person who intends doing good deeds by motivating him to remain firm and focused. So there's two things. One is a person himself is hastening towards good deeds, and the other is one person encouraging another person towards doing good deeds and motivating him to remain firm upon the good deeds. So a person himself should remain firm, himself should do good deeds. And the other thing that a person should do is, if he sees somebody else, he should motivate him, encourage him. Seeing him that he is doing good deeds, encourage him to remain firm upon those good deeds. Not that a person that thinks that he is doing good deeds or someone else is doing good deeds, and by default he'll remain firm. It doesn't happen like that. We have to encourage one another. Allah Ta'ala must assist us, especially now in the times of fitna and fasad. So therefore we'll see the ayat of the Quran and the hadith that is brought to show us that in these times it is even more difficult for a person to do good deeds, and it's even more difficult for a person to remain firm upon doing good deeds. قال الله تعالى فاستبقوا الخيرات. Allah Ta'ala says, hasten towards good deeds. What happens is a person gets lackadaisical. He thinks, when he's young, he thinks that when I get old, then I'll have more time to make ibadat. Now is the time to enjoy with my friends. Now is the time to enjoy my youth. Now is the time to enjoy my energy. So the ibadat will leave for later on. But what Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَاسْتَمِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, hasten, rush towards good deeds. In other words, compete towards good deeds. Don't delay it. Don't ever delay your good deeds. In one hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ, that when you are in the morning, don't even anticipate to see the evening. In other words, the person is not anticipating the evening. Immediately what he needs to do, he'll do. If a person knows that this is his last day, what he's going to do? Whatever he needs to do, he'll do it immediately. He won't delay. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that hasten towards the forgiveness of your sustainer and towards Jannah. And the word, speaking about the word, for our understanding purposes, otherwise Jannah itself is not something that we can perceive. But just to make us understand, the width of which spans the heavens and the earth, it has been prepared for those that have the fear of Allah, who are Allah fearing. Those that have taqwa, Jannah has been prepared for them. Now a person wants to know, he's buying a property, what is the area of the property, what is the width, what is the length, how can I develop it? For our understanding purposes, whenever he's buying a property, a piece of land, this is what he thinks of. What is the size in comparison with what is the price? So even when the architect is developing the land, one of the things that he considers is the size. So for us just to understand that what Jannat Allah is giving us, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us that the width of which spans the heavens and the earth. Can we ever imagine what is the span of the heaven and the earth, the heavens and the earth? This is the size of Jannat Allah Ta'ala is giving. All we need to do is, whilst we're in this world, we need to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من حديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل مظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that hasten with good deeds, hasten بادروا بالأعمال فتنا, before a time of trials and tribulation which follow one another like a dark night. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ مِزْ مُزْلِمَ means like the pieces or like the segments of a dark night. And what happens is, we look at sunset, you'll see that it's a little bit dark. And as the night is proceeding, then the intensity of the darkness gets greater. So as it's getting later and later, and Isha time, you can see it's dark. But it's not so dark like how it is after Isha. And after Isha, one looks at it till midnight and past midnight, and you'll see that the intensity starts increasing. And then slowly as the morning is coming, now the intensity starts easing off and it starts getting brighter. So it's still dark, but it's a brighter type of a dark than the time earlier on before midnight, etc. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given an example, a very, very beautiful example. That look at it from Maghrib time as it starts getting darker and darker. What do you notice about the darkness? The darkness is actually intensifying with each second or each minute, each segment. The darkness is intensifying, it's getting darker and darker and darker. To such an extent, a person has to walk out at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. It's so dark that it's much darker than what it was at Maghrib time, what darkness it was at Isha time. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that do hasten with good deeds before a time of trials and tribulation come, which follow one another after one another after like a dark night. In other words, it's going to intensify, it's going to get more and more and more intense, like how the darkness is getting more and more intense, the fitnas will get more and more intense. So two things that happen, the frequency will intensify and the intensity also will get greater because of the times of fitnas that are going to come. So these two things are going to happen. So what you should do, be intelligent, don't wait and delay for that time to come. It will be much, much more harder for you to do good deeds. But rather what you should do is you should hasten to do it now. Don't delay. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that what will that time be like? A person will be a believer in the morning and will become a disbeliever in the evening. Or he will be a believer in the evening and become a disbeliever in the morning. He will sell his religion for worldly belongings. Ulama give two explanations. What is meant by يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا, that he will be a Muslim in the morning and in the evening he'll be a kafir. In the evening he'll be a Muslim, in the morning he'll be a kafir. Two explanations ulama give. One is a person will genuinely, definitely be a kafir. He will take doing wrong, doing evil to be correct. A person will do his brother down and he will think nothing of it. He will do things of this, evil things, and he will think nothing of it. He will lose his iman very, very cheaply. Or the other thing is, a person, one other meaning explanation is, a person will become very, very ungrateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will have the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning. By the evening, he's already complaining about the favors of Allah. In the night, he'll be enjoying the favors. In the morning, already he's complaining. A person is becoming very, very ungrateful. This is another explanation that ulama give. What is meant by a person will sell his religion for worldly belongings? It means that a person will abandon his deen for paltry gains. He'll be prepared to sell his deen for something petty. Or a person will do his brother down, he'll do other people down in business, and he'll take it to be nothing. He'll make istighfar. He'll think it to be something that is permissible. It's one of those things. This is how you have to do business. If you don't do business like this, how are you going to survive? So he'll take doing wrong to be correct. So now what he's actually doing, he's actually selling his deen for a few coppers, for a few cents, whereas the people of the past would be extremely careful, cent for cent, rand for rand, they'll be extremely careful as how they earn the money and how they spend the money. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This hadith is teaching us something very, very important, to hasten towards good deeds. Don't delay it, don't be foolish. Person never knows what is going to happen the next second, how Allah Ta'ala can change things the next second, nobody knows. Recently there was one Jamaat that went out. So the young boy, maybe high school, he was going out with the brothers in Gush. So when he came home, then his sister is telling him, good home. Sister is telling him that I hope for your sake there is such a thing as Akhirat. I hope for your sake that there is such a thing as Jannat. You're going out and you're going for Gush and you're going and meeting people, speaking to them about Akhirat. I'm just hopeful for your sake there is such a thing. In other words, I don't believe in Akhirat. I don't believe in... These are like all fairy tales from good homes. You can imagine, we have thought something like that. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, that a time will come where a person will be in the morning as a believer, in the evening already a person lost the iman. By making such statements, that there is such a thing and we don't know, we don't believe in Akhirat. Or other things, statements of kufr, which so readily and so easily come upon the tongue of a person. Sometimes a person hears a hadith and to his mind it doesn't make sense. So now he starts ridiculing the hadith. Even that is lost the person's iman. You can see, look all around, you can see what attacks are coming on iman, what attacks are coming on Islam. So therefore a person has to be very, very careful and take advantage of the moments that Allah Ta'ala has given us. But the person doesn't know whether he'll get these moments again and whether it will be as easy to do good deeds like how it is now. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he's just going to intensify, he's not going to ease off. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq from making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.